Well, hello, people. So here's a natural picture of a femur. Not quite. I'm not putting a link to the news item here, because it's old news. This is the femur that worked at a prison or something as a prison officer, and she filmed herself or something having sex in the cell with him. Obviously, she did it to get attention, to be a celebrity. Otherwise, why would you film it? But this shows you these femurs have no respect for the job they do. They're basically just play-acting at these jobs. But I want to talk about something else here, and that's the amount of makeup on the face of this. And of course, the amount of filters that's been put on this picture. I mean, take a look at the lips alone. She's gone way outside the lines to try and make her lips appear as thick as possible. And of course, the look is supposed to mean, come to me, I will give you all your desires. I can be your sex goddess, if there is one. And I'm a very nice person. In quite a big contrast to her actual real picture of her mugshot. Slightly different here. I don't think she's wearing any makeup at all. Maybe a bit. And this is what was hiding in behind all that makeup. And this face is completely different. This one says, I'm a horrible, nasty person. And if you come near me, I'm going to punch you in the face. And of course, the reason why I'm saying that is because, guys, a lot of times this is what's lurking in behind all that makeup with femons. Because they're wearing a mask to fool you. If they had nothing to hide, why do they always wear a mask? But I suppose a good thing if she committed a crime, which she did, and she got 15 months, I think, wearing her makeup, if she took her makeup off, she'd get away with it. Nobody would believe it was the same femon. I mean, aren't you guys really glad you weren't born a femon and have to wear a mask from early age to death? Now you take it easy, fellas, and don't have nightmares tonight. Take it easy.